Grace be with you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. In continuing these services, I will read for the subject to study the Word of God from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11. Verses 23-29. And the words are in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as a dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. Amen. Even though our text here is from the New Testament, the letter to the Hebrews, this text these matters lead us far away, thousands of years back, counted from this time over 3,000 years, this word of God is an old word. We in the kingdom of God know and understand that it is very ripe even today, very fresh. If God wishes to open this to us, we would wish to look at these old matters through them into this time and these days. The phrase of these summer services "The Lord is the strong safety of the city." And when we look at these old matters, it is the same matter. It can be seen through all time. In the matters of the kingdom of God in this time, our text leads us into Egypt. Into that time of slavery which lasted 300 years. It began in this way. the brothers of Joseph sold Joseph out of jealousies, envies, to the Ishmael sellers who brought him into Egypt and sold him as a servant of the Pharaoh to Potiphar into his family. There he had trials that because of the lies of the wife of Potiphar, he was put into prison. But it is said of him, he was a happy man, for God was with him. A young, believing, happy man, far from home in a strange land. And God lit his faces there and blessed his life and blessed his living when he was faithful, when he had nothing. God put much upon him, put him into great duties there. It shows to us, even today in this time, and to you young, it pays to be honest in less. That what is less wrong is wrong in much, and what is less in trust, it is much in trust. But God has power to uplift and to bring down. And then the matters were led. At the ending days of the life of Joseph, when Joseph had gathered the grain, and God saved through Joseph Egypt and the surrounding lands out of starvation, the brothers of Joseph had to come to buy grain. When Joseph showed himself unto them, it was a great surprise, and the matters went forward that after all, the whole of the generation of Jacob, 12 sons of Jacob, they came into Egypt, and they received the land of the area of Goshen. The Pharaoh gave them this land to live. And then at the end of the first book of Moses, it tells us of a beautiful picture and a happy happening. When their father Jacob had died, these brothers became distressed, and they thought that now Joseph would get it back for their evil deeds. And their consciences were opened, and they humbled themselves before Joseph. They bowed to the ground and begged. To forgive thy brothers their evil deeds, for we have wronged against you so very badly. So will you forgive your brothers their evil deeds? And it affected Joseph and his believing heart very deeply. And Joseph said, "Fear not. I am under the hand of God. You thought evil against me, but God has turned all evil into goodness. And as we could see, saving thousands of people, and I let you and your children live from my heart. Joseph was able to forgive his brothers. This picture ends the first book of Moses. But then when we come to the second book of Moses, it is said that people had grown greatly from the inside in the land of Goshen. And Egypt had received a new pharaoh, a king. The pharaoh turned into a king and knew nothing of Joseph. The people grew into a great people from the inside. And when we are here gathered together as the kingdom of God, it is the same has happened here. When here is the time of visitation, here is a kingdom of God which has grown great from the inside. There is nothing new underneath the sun, that what has been once is also now. They wondered and were amazed in Egypt, and the Pharaoh noticed this. But then it is said that the Pharaoh thought, if some war would begin, that those people could turn onto the side of the enemies, turn against us and leave this land. And the Pharaoh thought in his heart, let us attack them secretly so they wouldn't be so great. And they were put to work heavy with bricks and clay. They were to build the cities for the Pharaoh, and for that reason, that the people would not grow from the inside to be an even greater people. But yet it grew, even though they began to press upon the people and to use them greatly. All the children that God gave, they accepted. This is what they wished to do, so faith and a good conscience would remain. And then the Pharaoh thought and said to the wives, do you not see the wives of the Hebrews giving birth? And if it is a son, then the son should be killed, but let the girl children live. And it is said, they did not obey the Pharaoh against such a demanding command, and the people grew from the inside. And the Pharaoh asked, why do you do thus? And they said, the Hebrew wives are not as the Egyptians. And we can say the same today. The believing mothers are not as the unbelieving mothers of this day. It is the same matter. The word of God becomes true today. This old word And they said in this way, they are stronger than the Egyptian women. Always when we come to them, they have already given birth. and they let the boys live. But where was their power, their strength? It was not their strength alone. But God said, I am strong in the weak. The weak, the poor, those who have less in themselves, those who are powerless. God has always protected those who believe and have a good conscience. When there is the wish to dwell in such a way that a good conscience is kept, and the people grew to be a great people. And so the Pharaoh thought up another evil deed. That the boy children must be thrown into the waters of the Nile. And now we come to the portion of this text. It is said that the daughters of Levi were given a boy. And she kept him secret for 3 months. When they saw he was a proper child, but then when the time came, it could no longer be kept a secret. They took a willow basket, made it properly waterproof, and put the child in there, into the waters of the Nile. But the little baby Moses was not put there alone, but the big sister Miriam was left to watch over him. What is it, that wonderful matter before all in children? Which is such a wonderful matter? It is the creation of God, a believer. When Jesus conceived by the Holy Ghost and born of the Virgin Mary from the beginning, not one child is born here than other one who has been saved by God, who has been anointed by God. A child is a wonderful example of a believer. It is not the knowledge of the head that God is. Even the enemy of the soul knows this. But what is the right faith? Right faith. It is faith in the heart, that sins are forgiven, unto peace, joy, and freedom with God. And even so, that if the child should die before baptism, the child will be taken into heaven. Is there mothers here who has distressed this teaching, that even the highest portions of the church can teach that the child will not enter heaven without baptism? We look at the Bible here and the Word of God, and we take it for its support. We do not use our heads here, but when we remember David, who was the son Bathsheba, and God gave an illness to this son, David became sorrowful and laid beneath the open heaven, prayed, did not drink or eat, And his servants tried to lift him, and he wouldn't get up. He felt so bad. And on the seventh day, God took the child away before the circumcision was happened on the eighth day. And these servants thought, how do we dare to say this to the king? And they spoke amongst themselves, and David saw when they were whispering, and he asked, did the child die? Yes, he died. He arose. He washed. The king anointed himself with oils. He dressed into a robe of festival, and he took food and ate. The servants were amazed that, why do you do this? When you fasted when the child was ill and lived, but now that the child died, you do in this way, rejoicing. And David said, now the child is dead. I thought if God would hear me, I would pray, but the child has died, and he will no longer come here. But he said that I can join my child there. There are many sorrowful thoughts when a little child dies, and especially then if it is said that the child will not enter heaven without baptism. But do not be sorrowful, for we believe that the child shall enter heaven even without baptism. For God has anointed for our sins it is not so that the filthiness of sin should be put away in the child, but it is the good covenant with God. And God has so arranged this matter. And listen, you mothers, and you big brothers and sisters, if you have brothers or sisters, little brothers or sisters, and I know some of you have, who have been taken into heaven, before birth or after birth, they are little angels there. Awaiting you, father and mother, brothers and sisters. This daughter of Levi put Moses into the river Nile after keeping him hid for 3 months. You small children here are children of prayers. You have been sent onto the road to school, mothers and fathers. Grandmothers and grandfathers, big sisters and brothers, they have all sent you with these prayers. The daughter of Pharaoh was washing, and she saw this willow basket. And Miriam acted by the Holy Spirit, or through the Holy Spirit. And Miriam said she can go and get a mother for the child. Nurse you the child for me, and I will pay you. the daughter of the Pharaoh agreed to this. It was a very important time, this time of nursing. We are Hebrews, we are not Egyptians. Our homeland is there, where we one day can go. God has promised us, we have our own tongue that only we understand. And children of God, that language is yet the language of the Holy Spirit. Only through the Holy Spirit you can understand these. And you little children, you understand much more than those who have been educated very much. You know much about the matters of the kingdom of God. Many kings and prophets would wish to know what you see that they cannot see, and what you hear that they cannot hear. Even here, you children of God can see and hear. You can be hearing the word of God. It is no longer in Egypt, it is here. Here it is now. This is the time of visitation. On Friday morning, when I sat by my camper before seven, and I looked at the people here who were awakening, it was so beautiful and peaceful. I thought, there they are. The Lestadians, or however they call us, the flock of children of God, there are families together. There are mothers and fathers with their children. And it was so clean when I went to walk from here. I walked across the land. And when I came to the end of the big tent, the bird began to say cuckoo, and a bird sang. It was a Finnish cuckoo bird. We have this wonderful time of visitation now, and soon the roads will be filled with the mothers and fathers and children. And it is comforting, isn't it, children, when the mothers and fathers are here. It is comfortable and safe here in the land of Goshen. And it came to mind that the dog did not even open his jaw. This is how it is living here. Many thousands, and all goes well. When Moses grew up, through faith, it is said, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He looked at the reward that was to come. Moses wasn't forced to do this. He would have received all the glory and honor of the world in that time. But he chose himself and left to be among his people. And this faith, are you forced to believe in this way? The world asks that, are you forced to believe in this? Nobody can be forced to be a believer. For then a true believer will not be. It is faith for your own self, faith in yourself, remaining as a child of God. When the gospel is preached to those who wish to accept it, then you can become a child of God. Through the Holy Spirit you receive this Holy Spirit, the office of the Spirit. And Moses chose in this way and went amongst his own people. And when he saw, such an Egyptian crewman mistreated his people. And he spoke about this, and then he had to run away, and he came to a well. And the daughters of the priest came to give the sheep drink. The Midian priest asked, "Why did you come home so fast?" One Egyptian man led the sheep. And he said to call him here and ask him to supper, and thought Moses would like to live with him. And Jethro gave him a daughter, Zipporah, to be his wife. And there in the wilderness he lived many tens of years and was a shepherd of lambs. And it didn't seem bad to Moses at all. He didn't want to be back in Egypt. All was good. Sins were forgiven and peace with God. It doesn't seem so wise to the mind, but this was the choice that Moses chose, to travel with his people, with the flock of God, and then God. God took Moses to do his duty to take the people away, for people were crying under distress and suffering. And God said, "I have heard the cries of my people. It has come to my ears, and I have seen their distress." And when he drove the sheep further into the wilderness, he saw there a bush that was burning with a fire, and he saw angels, and he thought he would go a little closer to look. The bush didn't burn. There was a fire, but the bush didn't burn. It burns from the love of God to the kingdom of God. And God spoke, "Moses, Moses, take shoes off thy feet. This place is the holy land where you stand." And he said, "I am your father, your God, the God of Isaac, Jacob, and I have heard the distress of your people. The cries have come to my ears." And God said to go and lead thy people out of Egypt. Moses put against, but God gave him his brother Aaron to speak to him, and Moses then said he would to let my people to have a celebration in the wilderness. And when Moses went to the Pharaoh to speak in this way, the Pharaoh did not give permission. And that followed, that many ill happenings happened. Water turned to blood. Frogs were sent. They all rose from the Nile. There was hundreds, thousands of frogs in the... They went into their dough, they went into their breads, they were everywhere and jumped on them. What kind of a picture is that for us? It is such a picture that when one is not obedient to the word of God, God sends these ill happenings. Life becomes difficult. It pays to value the word of God. We can see with sorrow that honoring the word of God here in our own country is becoming less. If life doesn't guide us to the word of God, but we live of the flesh, in the sins of flesh, we know what will follow to families and children and to society. Life is very difficult and heavy because of that. It is so that these families can no longer be. There are not many other than here that are married unto death. And the children have a safe home. And then when they began to take the firstborn, before that was the great darkness. That evening, that night, God advised Moses and Aaron to take everyone, father of the family who has a sheep, and they had to sacrifice the sheep, and to be in one room. And they had to wash themselves with that blood, and that evening I shall come to Egypt. And my mark shall be on all the foreheads. And be ready, be prepared, as those who will soon leave on a journey, staff in hand. And the people were ready, and that evening they were able to leave. And when they were able to leave, even shortly, when they came to the Red Sea, the Pharaoh there began to follow them and took the best coaches, the best men to follow them. And when the Pharaoh became close to them by the Red Sea, the people cried unto God. And let us imagine the situation. The brain will tell us that we cannot go forward, not forward or backward, that now you're stuck here. But God advised to lift the staff over the sea. It was the gospel staff of the gospel. This is so familiar to us in our lives. In the kingdom of God, the gospel has opened the road, the way, in many ways. When it looks as if we are stuck here and we cannot go forward or backward, but through the gospel we have always been able to go forward. The Egyptians were behind them, but they pulled their coaches, their carts, and now God will choose the Egyptians. But when they had crossed through the sea, the waves came, the water came upon the Egyptians, and they all died. You child of God, in the midst of the temptations of this time, you mothers and fathers of young families, you grandmothers and grandpas, all of you children, you young, who battle forward in this time of temptation, of this time, in order to keep a good conscience. So many times sin attaches and makes our journey slow. Great doubts come. Listen, you child of God, even now. You, the most poor, the most weak, most sinful, you can even now believe all your sins and temptations and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. God will take care of us, and God will take away our sorrows, and He will protect us when we need it. And even now we can remain believing. All sins temptations and doubts forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, our children can also believe when sins are forgiven. They are no longer before God. They don't even pay to remember. And this is the way the children believe, and so we can, we older ones also. And so, this comforted, we can remain making the journey. Can I also believe my sins and doubts forgiven? I wish to believe. In Jesus' name, amen.